The Ghana Union of Traders Association and other affiliates forming the Joint Private Sector Business Consultative Forum say they are considering the next line of action following what they see as government inability to solve their grievances. A national executive member of GUTA, Benjamin Yeboah, in an interview with TechEach said the association has been pushed to the wall.
With these ones that we are talking about now, is mainly something that has been going on for quite a while. And it's basically mainly from the ports of entry. Now, what we realized was that the duties, port charges, VATs that we're paying at the ports were just too high. In fact, if you put all together, we are talking of over 50% of CIF value, that is cost, insurance and freight. That means if someone brings in goods worth about $100,000, the person should look for close to $50,000 to be able to get his goods out. And we thought that was too high. Aside that, on the 1st of February, this common external tariffs, CET, also came aboard. In fact, we had been approached somewhere last year by a custom division of GRE. And we looked at it and we said, look, even though it's a laudable idea, looking at the strength of our currency, competing with especially these Francophone countries would be a bit of a problem because their CFA is a bit stable as compared to the CD. So we felt we should tread cautiously. But lo and behold, it was introduced. But what has really pushed this into this level now is that we've realized that most of the utilities have gone up. Water, electricity has gone up. And then fuel, unfortunately, too, has gone up, affecting transport fares. Most of the workers have also not gotten that increase in their salaries comparatively. So it has affected the purchasing power, notwithstanding our currency, which is also not doing very well. So you realize that all these things is affecting the purchases. So immediately, there's no purchasing. The trader or the businessman is tight. Then he will also look at what is pushing him most, that is the taxes. And there were some various taxes that we were told were even just for a while. So
What else you want?
There's this 2% special tax that government introduced somewhere around 2012, 2013 on imports. 2% special tax on imports. We asked what it was, and we're told by the Minister of Finance that mainly it was just to generate revenue for government. In fact, we realized, fine, so you let's allow. But we were told when the sun set, it will be taken off. We pushed to know when the sun will set. We were told just at the beginning of 2015, it will be pulled off. We are in 2016, and it's entrenched now. Every year, it's reintroduced. You see, these are some of the problems.
Now, you say you are going to declare your next line of action.
Yeah.
What is that going to be?
Yes, we, the leaders of GUTA, we realize how at times government machinery works. So we decided, even though our members were giving us that much pressure, we decided to give government time. So we gave government 2 weeks to look at our grievances, which we sent to the Minister of Trade so that they can respond to them. Unfortunately, nothing happened. We gave another week, hoping that something happened. Nothing happened. Then just last week, Tuesday, we had to extend it. So now we are having a press conference, God willing, tomorrow. Now, unfortunately, we've been pushed. So then we also have to tell government we are not very happy.